safer to do at an advanced level. Now the preparation of these colloids then can be by condensation, which was what was going on in the arsenic sulfide colloid. We're taking the arsenic oxide, we're chemically building that thing up, which will be chemical reaction, then nucleation, then subsequent crystal growth until it hits the right size range. Or alternatively, we can take large lumps of material and break it down. So the muddy water example, then you're taking an inorganic material, a silicate or an alumina silicate, and you're breaking that down physically until it ends up in the correct size range. So here we've got a picture of Murray River water on the right-hand side. Clearly opaque, can't see through it. Here it's put through the ultra filter, which is now how ideally the residents of Adelaide should get their drinking water supplies in the future. Now, I talked to somebody last year about this from Adelaide and it still wasn't fixed. When I used to live there, you could put your foot in the bath and you wouldn't see the foot. So it used to be famous. Adelaide was the only port in the world pretty much where boats would not fill up.